Blog Talk Radio.
Where are you?
Meet you in the shadow of my wing. I will. Meet you in the wildest of your dreams. I will. Winter's gone, spring is now coming, my love. You feel you're done, you're still alive, sing you the song.
The Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Stay with us as we bring honor and glory to Jesus, our Savior, Deliverer, and Healer.
And a good morning to you. Thank you for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio. This is The Healing Light Show, and I'm your host, Ken Burrow. You know, one of the things I find interesting in doing these programs is from time to time, the enemy does his absolute best to keep us from broadcasting the words and the service that we have for our Savior, Jesus Christ. And this morning was just one more of those glitchy days. Everything was working and then everything wasn't working. But now we thank you for joining us on our delayed program. We should have been on at 8, but like I said, the devil tries to stop us. This morning, we have as our guest a lady by the name of Tracy Weaver. Now, Tracy, actually, I just met her. She actually called in to last week's program, and I was just like, wow, she's cool. And she deals with witchcraft. Now, some people say, well, witches and that stuff isn't true. That's all made up. It's just a fallacy. But the truth of the matter is, it is very real. And there are witches who are out amongst us on a daily basis. There are witch which is, believe it or not, within the body of Christ in the churches.
Yes.
And they all desire one thing, and that is to stop people from going forward in their growth with Christ Jesus and the intimate relationship that we all should have with him. They are trying to do their best to destroy what God wants done. But the good news is this. I've read the end of the book. We win, they lose.
Absolutely.
So let me introduce to you Tracy Weaver. Tracy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Ken. Wow, what a morning.
Yeah. But hey, we're here. We're on the air. Devil, you lose. I read the end of the book. Anyhow, Tracy, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your ministry, and some of the things you're doing these days.
I sure will, Ken. First of all, I just want to thank you for taking the time to pull this together. We obviously did have some glitches this morning. I was actually expecting that in the spirit. You know, I don't like to talk about myself. I'd rather talk about God and what he's doing, but sometimes it's critical to kind of give our listeners an idea of, you know, what our calling is. I work in the prophetic. It's one of my hardest and biggest battle is to understand the realm, the unseen realm. You know, the Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, wickedness, and high places. As a young child, I was brought up in the Catholic faith. I was in a Catholic orphanage. Thank God Richard and Barb Slotin came along and adopted me. And I went on kind of a journey of self-destruction, Ken. I drank as much as I could, and I really couldn't figure out what my place in this world was. At 17, I had a coworker that I'd worked with for – oh, gosh, a year probably. And she invited me to church. I remember thinking, wow, you know, God can't help me. I'm a mess. What do I need to go to church for? But I did go that day. I remember walking in the building and feeling God's presence almost immediately while the service was going on. And Tracy Weaver, the person that she is, or actually then Tracy Slotin, I just walked right down to where the pulpit was while the service was going on and dedicated my life to him that moment. I found myself battling things from that moment that I had no idea what I was doing. And so at 50, praise God, I am coming in and understanding that I'm called to some things in the cult. And, you know, we hear Luciferian, we hear Illuminati, just a lot of things, Ken.
Yep. And Wiccan.
Yep. Yes. There's, yeah, apps, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And so, you know, for those of us that have, you know, asked God to, you know, we have to surrender, Ken. At some point, we have to say, God, I'm not sure exactly what you want for my life. But the neat thing is we don't have to figure that out. He already has. And
amen.
We just have to keep moving forward into our calling. It's funny when I set this show, you know, I was talking to you, we're going to set this show up. I literally got in contact with a woman. Her name is Angela. And her mom was a witch. Just yesterday, I was ministering all day long yesterday. I had some phone calls. I do some mentorship on my wall. And this woman who is disabled, I got in contact with her. She said, Tracy, my mom had put curses on me. My sister was born on Halloween. She's a witch. And I thought, Ken, I said, it just hit me how this show, I think, is really going to be powerful today.
Good, because I sure do have questions. Now, I know we have one caller online.
Okay.
I'm going to go to that caller. If you want to talk, feel free to do so. If you don't say a word and stay on the line. You can continue listening to the program. A lot of people just hang up when I come to them because some people don't want to be on the air. 7393 is the last four digits of your number. You're welcome to speak if you want to. If you don't, that's fine too.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, again.
Hey, this is Kim. Tracy.
Hi, Kim.
I was just talking to you through Messenger.
Yep, absolutely.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here and listening.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you for calling in. We do appreciate you. If you have any questions, I'm going to mute you out for a little bit, but we'll come back to you in a bit and see what you got to say, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kim. All right. So, some people don't think witchcraft is real. I haven't had a lot of experience with it, but there have been a couple of times. There was this woman, could drive up in my driveway, you know, real fast, pull in, spend maybe 10 seconds there, then turn around and drive off again. And that happened, you know, at least three times. And I'm like, Lord, what is going on with this person in this old van? And he clearly said, it's witchcraft going against you. And I said, wow.
Absolutely.
I said, you're going to handle this, right? And he says, it's handled. So I've never seen her since that little conversation I had with him. She doesn't come around anymore. I have no idea what he did, but I know he did something. And that's the wonderful thing about Jesus. He will handle our situations if we trust him and have the faith to do so. So tell me a little bit about your experience with witchcraft and how you battle it and what you do to help people get away from it.
I sure will, Ken. I appreciate that. I just want to start off with scripture. I've been kind of studying. It's the word really kind of tells us what we need to do. If anybody has their Bible, I don't know how many listeners we have today, but I'm just going to go right to Ephesians because that's kind of our foundation for what we're doing. It says in 6 and verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Remember I was talking about there's a realm that we can't see. So it says, therefore put the armor of God on so that we may this day overcome evil. You know, my experiences with evil was always kind of those horror movies. Ken, did you ever watch any of those awful horror movies?
As a kid, I've never cared for horror movies, but when I was a kid, I watched a couple, I guess.
That's kind of where I got my start. I mean, I think a lot of us, especially in this culture, horror movies are big. If you go to any kind of video store or whatever, you will see lined up all kinds of horror movies at your disposal. We tend to think that stuff is harmless. You know, that's not going to affect me, you know. And even as a teenager, I never really thought much about it. But it does affect us. And that's the message today is this culture, and I like to call it a culture of death because that's what it is. What it does is it programs us so that we don't understand the godly things. We don't understand how important it is to speak life, to live a life, Ken. You know, it's one thing to say that we serve God, but it's another thing to actually do it. In my experiences with the kingdom of darkness, and that's what we'll call today, because that's what it is, because we have the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. I am seeing an infiltration, and this is just crazy. I can't even believe it, but Christian witches we have on Facebook where they're just saying, hey, I'm a Christian witch. I mean, that's what I am. But that is a falsehood. That is so deadly to the things of God. And that's what I'm experiencing as a minister. I am also a minister with Second Missionary Baptist. I've ministered all over central part of Missouri. And, gosh, I was talking to a Luciferian witch just about a month ago, and I was telling him, I said, Nathan, I said, you know, what you're battling is bigger than you. You need God to help you. And what's happening, Ken, is as people are falling out of the faith, that means they're falling away from God, they're falling into the arms of Satan because they've tried God and it hasn't worked, whether it be, you know, a problem in the church or a problem wherever. We all have problems. But that's what I'm seeing, and that's what I believe is the biggest warfare that I'm to battle, that we're all to battle, is this falsehood, this even false gospel, Ken.
Uh-huh. So, now, I know that there are witches in churches today. You know, there are people with, male and female alike, with the Jezebel spirit.
Oh, absolutely.
And I see it all the time. I am very blessed that God keeps them away from my ministries. But what can we do as Christians, as those who truly believe that Jesus Christ died upon that cross, rose again, he is our Savior, he's our healer, he's our creator.
Yes,
those who are dedicated. And in this day and time, let me interject one thing before I finish that last thought. I believe with all my heart that we are in the last days. I believe that the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit is already started, and it's going to do nothing but grow during 2020. It's going to explode in 2020.
Yes, it is.
But those people who are sold out to Christ, what can we do on an individual basis to battle the spirit of Jezebel, to battle the spirit of witchcraft? Okay. And witchcraft, in my opinion, you correct me if I'm wrong, is nothing but rebellion against our living God, causing rebellion in other people. And
yes,
rebellion, the Bible says rebellion is witchcraft.
Yes, it is.
So what can we do to help battle that, Tracy?
Well, there's actually several things. You know, you hear people say, well, all I can do is pray about it. But actually, the Word tells us a lot more than that. It's like you said, Ken, you know, rebellion is witchcraft. You said it. You are hitting it right on the head.
Okay.
Some of the things that we can do. Now, I think I had talked to you shortly on our last show about prayer and fasting. The Bible tells us that some things need special attention. Basically, what he's saying is, you know, when we, like strongholds, principalities, you know, this woman that I was talking to yesterday, she's having what she would call some rebellion in her home. And I did some war with her in her home yesterday. I mean, I talked to the kids. I said, what's going on with you guys? I said, Mom said, you know, and this mom's in a wheelchair, so you can't even imagine what she's going through. I said, are you guys acting up? And the boy said, yeah. And I said, well, I'm telling you that God's unhappy with that. And I talked to him. I talked to the 16-year-old. And one of the biggest things, Ken, is that we need to start talking about this at the pulpit. We can't keep putting our heads in the sand. We need to talk about the spiritual warfare that's going on in everyday life. I'm talking about marriages. I'm talking about even wherever you work, you know, whether that be, I know some people are blessed. They work in a Christian environment. They have a Christian owner or boss or whatever it be. But 9 times out of 10, Ken, we're put in warfare almost immediately. The Bible says that we're putting this, you know, a lot of people don't understand this, Ken, but Jesus was really radical. Do you believe that?
Well, I know he was. Yeah, he upset the apple cart on a daily basis.
He did. And I wanted to share this point with you. When I first met Jesus, he took me to Revelations. I know he's a God of love, and I know that's important, and I live my life by love. But the one problem we have in the modern church is that it's all love. We don't hear the other side of who Jesus is. In Revelations, we see a Jesus that has eyes of fire. His hair is wool. We see a Jesus that is resurrected, sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he is a general. A lot of people don't realize that, but he is a general. He is constantly moving his armies against the kingdom of darkness, against Satan, Lucifer. And unfortunately today, and I hate to really hit on this, but I think it's important, we need to understand that the church has somehow forgotten that one of the biggest teachings that we need to teach our, you know, our men and women is how to battle, Ken.
I agree. You know, I have a brother-in-law. When he was 18 years old, got in a very, very bad car accident. In fact, he was dead on arrival at the hospital.
Wow.
And he has testified to me about what happened while he was dead. And when he described, he went to see Jesus. First, they were trying to, darkness was all over him. He said, you know, it was a lot of pain. They were demons trying to claw and pull him into hell. And he said all he did was speak Jesus.
Goodness.
And when he did, a light appeared and he went in a nanosecond in front of that light. And the Jesus he saw was not the ones that most people talk about. Okay. It was the Jesus of Revelation with the eyes of fire and the bronze legs and iron and gold. He saw the Jesus of Revelation. And the first time he told me that story, the anointing hit me so hard it almost knocked me over.
Wow.
And it also gave me a lot of faith in what I already believed, was that, you know, to be apart from the body is to be present with Jesus.
Yeah.
And he is, as you said, a general. He is, he's more than a general. He is a commander in chief and then some. He has generals on this earth, you know.
Yes, he does.
And I've studied all the great generals. And one of the things.
Wow.
And one of the things I have learned is all those generals had one thing in common. And that was they had faith beyond measure. They never questioned that God could do what God says he can do, you know. And in my ministry, I have seen hundreds of miracles since May 5th of this past year. So God changed things in my life. I mean, I saw in my 35 years of ministry, I saw a lot of miracles, you know. Maybe 20,
right.
25 really cool ones over the years. But the numbers have changed so drastically. And the way he's doing things today is so much different than what I was used to. One of the things is we
Absolutely.
Never put God in the box. And he is not limited in any way, shape, matter, or form.
No, he's not.
So what he will do as far as deliverance and healing for others, he'll do for anybody, okay?
Yes,
not everybody gets healed the first time. I know one guy prayed for a guy 47 times before the guy got healed. Okay?
Right.
Sometimes a lot of people just give up. But
right.
We all know, or we should know, that we need to put on the full armor of God every day. You know, when I call and pray for people, I always try my best to remember to cover myself and protect myself. And I believe I am protected because of the Holy Ghost. Now,
absolutely.
Now, my question before was, what can we do on an individual basis to fight witchcraft? And how do we know for sure that's what we're fighting? I'm going to add. My answer to that question is put on the full armor of God. My answer to
Absolutely.
That question is to pray to God on a daily basis to protect. protect you.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if these people are trying to put curses on you. I know as a fact that God will break any curse that the enemy puts on you. In the hundreds and hundreds of people I've talked to, I have seen generational curses broken. I've seen witchcraft curses broken. Next Monday, my guest is going to be Dr. Ron Horner, and he's going to be talking about the courts of heaven, where they actually go before God and have these things broken. I don't understand all that yet, but Dr. Horner is definitely going to let us know. So basically, am I on the right track here when I say that's the things that you need to do to battle witchcraft?
Of course. And a lot of times, Ken, and I'll be honest, I like to be authentic. I really like to be real before people. A lot of times we don't even know that maybe a curse has been implemented, you know, against us. I have to differ on the generational curses, because I believe that once we ask Jesus into our heart, you know, greater is he that's in us. I really believe that a lot of those just drop off. But what happens a lot of times, Ken, and you know this as well as I do, our faith wavers. We get in dry seasons, or we get hooked up with the wrong people. Now, that's a big one, Ken. We start hanging with people that we shouldn't be. You know, God might nudge us on the shoulder and say, hey, you know, check their fruit. I'm not a judger, but I'm a fruit inspector, Ken. I can almost tell immediately someone that is bearing fruit. You know, the Bible says that a good tree will bear good fruit, and a bad tree will bear bad fruit. We have connections every day. Matter of fact, there's, you know, I've done some studying myself, that the average person is in contact with around 30 people on a daily basis that they come in contact with. That they're, whether it be work, groceries, you know, groceries, or we're talking about family or whatever. But our area of influence, Ken, you know, who are we influencing? I mean, are we influencing people to serve God more? Or are our lives saying, well, I kind of like God, but I'm not really going to follow his teachings. I'm not really. See, that's the difference today. You can call yourself a Christian and still be in the world. You know, you can. It's a form of godliness, Ken, and we need to break off of that. We need to be
full-fledged followers.
Yeah, full-fledged followers of Jesus. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say, yeah, we have to not only be listeners of the word, but we have to be doers. We have to have faith in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
See, there's one thing I am absolutely positively sure of. Everybody who's ever accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior has a calling on their life. They have gifts.
Yeah.
They may not recognize them yet, but they have gifts. Mm-hmm. And the gifts and calling of God, the Bible says, are irrevocable. God does not change his mind. And even though we may be going through a dry spell, it doesn't change his mind about you. And even though we may be on fire, it does not change God's opinion or his calling on you. Okay.
Amen.
And since we are in the last days, you know, we need to be either hot or cold, as according to Revelations. You can't be lukewarm.
Yep.
The last thing I would want for anybody to go through is to be spit out of the mouth of Jesus because you don't have the fire that you need.
Right.
I believe it is more important today than any time in my life for us to be on fire so much that all we think about is Jesus.
Yeah.
All we think about is serving Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to be heavenly minded, but we also have to be of earthly good. And what we need is simply this. We need to love others. We need to see everybody through the eyes of Jesus. Much easier said than done.
Yes, we do.
And we must show his love through our actions.
Right. That's right.
And
Yeah, and if you notice, Ken, we're going through a sanctification process this season. We are being sanctified tribes. Yes.
Go ahead. I believe you. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep talking, girl.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to overtake the show, and I'm trying to listen to you because I'm gleaning a lot off of you, too. I have so much, Ken, that God's spoken to me this year. Between the last big fast that I just got off of, I can't tell you, Ken, in all the years, this last fast was so supernatural, and I'm not bragging. I don't want to brag. I don't want to appear to be religious. God, please. I just want to share with the body today that these fasts are critical, Ken. They are ushering us into this next season. And I'm telling you, you said 2020. That's our vision. We're going to see things a lot clearer, Ken. Boy, I feel that in the spirit right now. Oh, that's a show time.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
We're going to see a clearing in the darkness. You know, the darkness has been so heavy on our nation. We're seeing impeachment. 3,000 babies are dying a day on our streets. 120 young men and women are dying from drug-related issues. I've been doing my research, Ken. I've been going before the Lord on the issues for our nation. And this is what we're fighting today, Ken. We're fighting a spirit of lawlessness that has overtaken our government, you know. And a battle is being waged in the heavenlies that, like you said, God is going to win.
Yes. Yes, he is. And we as individuals can win, too.
Yes, we can.
I know the one thing that God really desires is for each and every one of us to have an intimate, personal relationship with the Son of
the
God.
Key. That's now, the key. That's got to be it.
Now, absolutely. People talk about the fear of God. The fear of God is not to be afraid of God. The fear of God is to be afraid of losing his presence, of not, him not being there. That is the true fear of God. And
exactly.
When my father passed away 2 years ago, I ended up falling into a depression. And during that depression, I ended up being bedridden. I couldn't walk anymore.
Wow.
I spent 80% of my day in bed because just to try to walk across the room was so painful that I just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But God set things up to change that. See, he never will leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never change his mind about you. And what happened was God set up. It was a God set up. I met this woman named Susan Anderson. I'm going to make the story short. But when she saw me, she just pointed a finger at me and said, "Oh, no, we're not putting up with this. I command in the name of Jesus, your hips be healed. Go put your canes back in your car.
Wow. Because
you'll never need them again." And the truth of the matter is, those canes have been sitting in the corner of my bedroom ever since that happened. I walk great. I walk in health. And since then, God has actually increased my ministry.
Hallelujah.
And it all comes down to the point of, Lord, all I really want is to have the most intimate relationship that I can have with you. The Holy Ghost is my best friend.
Yes.
I can't go a day without him. In fact, if I have a day that I don't feel his presence, I start questioning myself. Am I doing something wrong? But the truth of the matter is, since he promised he'll never leave us, he promised he'd never forsake us, he won't. I see we have another caller on the air, Tracy. Let's see if they've got something to say. If you do, folks, go ahead and say it. If you don't say anything. We'll just continue. The last 4 digits of your phone number is 8759. Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Healing Light Show.
And good morning to you. I'm just listening to y'all talk. I just got logged in here, and my name's Renee. I listened last week with you and Angela, so I wanted to hear Miss Tracy I wanted to hear what she had to say this week. So,
well, mm-hmm. thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. We truly appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from?
I enjoyed it.
Where are you calling from?
Actually from Arkansas. Yes, sir.
Arkansas.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I know Arkansas. Good morning.
Yeah, you're in Louisiana, right, Tracy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. We're building in Mississippi, so we might not be too far from you.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Just out of the blue, Renee, would you stop and be authentic with me? I just felt something in the spirit hit me, if Ken's all right with this. Renee.
Go ahead.
I felt to tell you that it will go through. I saw in the spirit where the enemy had put up a wall, and you know the word tells us that no matter what the devil does, the word tells us that when we've done all we can do, Renee, we're to stand. And that, I feel that.
I do too.
Well, I appreciate this. I'm listening.
I'm kind of getting touched, and that's kind of my gifting. But I feel to tell you, Renee, to just stand against that. You have not done anything wrong. That is strictly the enemy, and just push through that, and you will see, and you will be able to give a testimony about that soon.
Wow. Thank you. I'm going to absolutely ponder this, and thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
we'll give
you.
God the glory, because I'm just, like
yes,
I said, that's
absolutely.
One of my hardest gifts. Yeah.
I
appreciate your spirit. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. I am just thankful for the Holy Spirit just working right now and just speaking to you. And thank you for the show.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm just riding along, Renee. I'm just riding along.
I appreciate that too. I mean, all of us. I mean, we're just hanging in there, aren't we? We're fighting a battle every day.
We are.
Every day.
I want to interject a little bit here, Renee. I know you've been,
okay.
from what I'm getting from the Holy Spirit, you've been struggling, trying to figure out your position. And you have a tendency to worry. Is that true?
Okay. I get concerned over certain things, yeah. I'm struggling right now between false prophets and real prophets. So false teachers and real teachers.
I get that.
I'll give you a key on that. The real prophets are followed by signs, miracles, and wonders.
Absolutely.
And and the others are just prophesying.
Yes.
Right.
I
agree.
But I have to agree with Tracy. You're coming through this really quick. It's not going to take long at all. And you're about to step into your God-given destiny. You already have a deep-seated feeling about this. You've known for a while it's coming.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you that it's not only coming. Oh, man, am I getting touched by the Holy Ghost now? Phew, getting goosebumps on my goosebumps. Hold on just a second.
I got to admit, I'm kind of goose chill bumps over here, too. So I'm just going to let you know that, all right?
Well, that's the Holy Ghost. That's why we love to serve God, because he confirms things. I mean, think about that. That's supernatural. You're in Arkansas. I'm in Alabama. She's in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And he's right there in the midst of us going, come on. Tell her
no time or... There's space between the Holy Spirit. He can be everywhere. Yep.
Well,
God's everywhere.
Stop your worrying.
Okay.
Number one. Okay?
Yeah.
Worry, believe it or not, is a bit of unbelief. And just think about it. All the things you've ever worried about any time throughout your life, has that worry changed anything in any way, shape, matter, or form?
No.
So guess what? It's a waste of your time and your energy. When you can turn to Jesus and say, you know what, I put this at your feet, and I'm going to leave it there. Most of us have a tendency of taking our problems, putting it at the feet of Jesus, but then shortly thereafter, we go back and pick it back up again and go, Lord, you know, if you did this, or Lord,
yeah.
you do that. Okay, he don't need our advice. He's
no.
much, much smarter than we ever could be. And he promised he would handle things. So that was what I got from the Spirit when we were talking, is to tell you to stop worrying and to encourage
okay.
you to know that it is those things you've been praying. Be of good cheer. For the promises
okay.
of God that have been given to you are soon to come to pass. Okay, I'm done now.
Okay.
Go ahead, girls.
All right.
And trust, Renee, trust that unction from the Holy Spirit. Don't question your calling. I mean, just go forth in that. I did that a lot
okay.
in the beginning,
yeah.
and I still do. Yeah, I still do that
a
lot.
I do healing. I mean, I have a healing and deliverance ministry. Like I said, it's not formal or anything, but yes, sir. Yeah,
oh,
and I've come across,
okay.
I mean, I've worked with, you know, people mm-hmm. in the covens. I've ex-Satan
wow.
worshipers. I mean, I've been
wow.
I've been doing it for
yeah.
8 years, but it's not formal.
Uh-huh.
So my life is, yeah, it's the Holy Ghost. I mean, obviously, and I work by the Holy Spirit leading. So my life is spent in the Bible hours and hours a day. Praying,
yeah.
intercession,
mm-hmm.
all of it, you know. And mm-hmm. I get tired just like anybody else that does this.
Oh, sure.
And,
wow.
yeah, and sometimes you just need you know,
mm-hmm.
your people just to come around you and help you a little bit and
oh,
rejuvenate
sure.
you. And but I do appreciate this time that, and the words that you gave me, and absolutely I will pray about it. And I'm seeing a lot of false doctrine out there, and that's what I'm struggling
oh,
with. Because people that I look
too.
To and turn to and mentored me over the years, I'm just like, whoa, now I'm learning, and I'm learning that it's not, you know, some of the
right.
stuff that's being taught out there is just false.
It's
and I get
wicked.
Frustrated. Yeah.
It's wicked.
I
Renee.
Get frustrated.
It's really wicked. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking if somebody like me who is in the Word is still getting, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, I don't want to say deceived, but I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
like our brothers and sisters in Christ that aren't as strong in the faith, I'm like, oh my word, these people
exactly.
are being led off a cliff, you know. That's
right.
the part, I guess. Maybe that's where you're getting the worry from, just souls, you know. I just and
concern.
I'm just, I don't want soul, yeah. Concerned, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And false teachers, because everybody's going on Facebook and
oh.
everybody's doing
yeah.
this now, you know, like, oh, look at me, I'm
right.
I can do this, I can do that. And I'm like, well, your fruit shows otherwise. And
oh,
anyway,
my.
I'm going off
yeah.
on a tangent. I don't want to hijack your show here.
Yeah. Well,
actually, it's okay. I met Tracy on last week's show. And she's
yes,
the first person that she's the first person I've ever asked to come on my show after hearing her talk on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And guess
right.
what?
What?
Renee, you're
yes,
the second
sir.
Person that I'm
oh,
going to
wow.
ask to come on my
hey.
Show because you've been doing this for 8 years. And
yes, sir.
I believe, see, I to do the will of God, we don't do it by ourselves. We need each other as a
no.
body. All the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm going to ask you to come on my program. I'll give you, make friends with me on Facebook. The name is Ken.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
Renee,
look me up too, yeah. will you? Tracy Weaver.
Yeah,
okay.
I think we're friends, aren't we, Tracy? Because you saw that I posted about Angela last week, and that's how you got on the show last week with
okay.
Oh, this is that, Renee.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you're friends with Angela, too.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
oh,
a,
yes.
It's
I'm
a
part of
small,
her
small world.
Prayer team. Yes. I'm on her prayer team.
Separation. Anyhow,
yes.
Make friends with me on Facebook. It's Ken, K-E-N-N.
Okay.
Borden, B-O-R-D-E-N, hyphen
okay.
Burrow, B-U-R-R-O-W.
So
and I'm
wonderful.
Pretty sure I'm the only one out there. So
okay, I'm pretty sure I'll find you.
Do that, and then we'll set it up to get you on the air here too, if that's okay with
well,
you. It's,
absolutely, it's absolutely.
Yay.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Wow, this show is flying by today.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But it's been, I love it. It's been fun. The Holy Ghost shows up. When the Holy Ghost shows up, I am ecstatic. I love his presence more than anything
yeah.
in this world.
Yeah.
I love the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And he shows up yeah. when we're doing things right.
Yeah.
Right.
He does.
Integrity,
so what we're talking
God.
About things,
yes.
the things we're discussing today, are things he apparently wants to have discussed. Because, let's face it, witchcraft is real. If you believe it, if you don't, it's real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But more important is Jesus Christ is real, if you believe it mm-hmm. or you don't.
Right.
He is.
Right.
I could go on for days talking about all the awesome things Christ has done, and I'm sure you ladies could do the same thing. Which brings me
yeah.
to one point that I always want to do on our show, and since we only got 13 minutes left, I want to do this real quick, and then we'll get back to our discussion. If you're listening today and you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, you need to ask him. You may not believe
yeah.
he's real. But all you have to
right.
do is say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. If you're real, prove it to me. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean.
Yes.
And I will serve for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Serving Christ
Super
is easy.
Nice.
It's a lot easier than walking in this world without him. And if you just say, God, prove to me you're real. Come into my life. He will do it. And
yes,
at that moment, you will know without a doubt that Jesus Christ is the living Son of God. And
yes,
I invite you to invite him into your life. You know?
Praise God.
All you have to do to ask. I don't get into a lot of religion things. Okay? Even though I've been a minister for 35 years, I know Christ hears our prayers. I know he hears our heart. So if you pray from your heart for him to come into your life, I promise you he'll do it. I promise you. You don't have to go through a whole bunch of religious rigmarole. You just ask him. It's that simple. Okay, now that I've got that out of the way, I like to do that on every show because you never know. And if one person gets saved from listening to this show,
amen.
Then everything we are doing is well worth it. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
So, Tracy, now that we're down to about 12 minutes,
yes,
is there anything
sir.
Else you want to add? Anything else you'd love to say on the program today? You're more than welcome to do so.
I was just thinking about that, Ken. I was just thinking of what is the word that he wants to leave with us today, with me, you, Ken, with Renee. It's fight the good fight, I think. Wage war, speak up against evil in this time. We have a silent body right now that is so fearful
True.
Of, you know, just things around them. And God is saying, please speak up, you know, call evil, you know, it says in the last days, you know, they'll call evil good and good evil, you know, and that's what we're seeing in that spirit of lawlessness. We're seeing a gray area and we, it's like you said, Ken, we're either on fire or we're not. We're either bearing fruit or we're not. It's evident. I can talk with someone for 15 minutes and this is not a judgment call. I'm just being real. And I can tell you where their heart is. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Where our lives, integrity, what we need in this movement, because ministry is dead today. Ministry is not working. We need a movement where men and women will stand up and say, yes, I'll have integrity. I'll be honest. I'll be right in my relationships, whether that be marriage, our children, it's really critical in this season to be what you say you are.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen. You know, and I want to add, you know, once again, I believe 2020 is going to be an awesome year for those who do have an intimate relationship with Christ Jesus, for those who do follow the prompting of the Holy Ghost. Because I don't know how to explain it, but I got saved when I was just a child. And the first thing I started learning was the book of Revelation. That was the first thing he started teaching me. And over my 66 years, I have watched it come to pass. I have watched things change so drastically. I have watched what the Bible said was going to happen is happening, which just absolutely confirms to me that Jesus Christ is returning soon, sooner than most people think. And I've heard all the mockers like, "Well, yeah, I've been saying that for, you know, a couple thousand years." Yeah, well, the difference is a couple thousand years ago when they were saying Jesus is coming back, things were not set into place.
No.
Things are setting into place all the time. They're actually talking right now about rebuilding the temple.
Mm-hmm.
They have.
Yes,
they
are. They're talking
all,
about it.
Yeah.
They got it planned out.
Yeah.
And we
and
all
have
know
materials.
Yes, Renee, you're absolutely correct. And here comes the Holy Ghost again. That is a sign for us today. I mean, no man knows the day or the hour when Jesus Christ will return.
No.
But we do know the season. And I can tell you from my experience, we are in that season. But
yes,
I also believe that God is about to pour out his Holy Spirit. Just as you said in Joel and in Acts.
In Acts, yep.
I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
Yes.
And I believe it's already started because I get to talk to people all over the country. And I have apostles and prophets who are good friends of mine who are true believers of God, doing the things that God has told them to do. And they're all on the same page.
Yeah,
got some up in Virginia. I got them all over the country, and they're all on the same page. And when I talk to these people, they don't talk to each other, they don't know each other, but they're all saying the same things, which just encourages me to believe what I'm saying is this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. excuse my cough, is going to be the last great awakening. It's going to go beyond
the
Azusa Street. It's going to, it is the last great awakening.
Mm-hmm.
People are out doing things all over this country and the world. You know, I've seen over, you know, close to 300 miracles since May. But I have a friend 10 miles from me. He and his team see the things every day. Renee, you're seeing healings.
Yeah.
Tracy, you're seeing healings. Angela is seeing healings. Stan Shell is seeing healings. That wasn't common all that long ago. But it is now. It's becoming common every day. There are people out there going, you know, Jesus said he'd heal you. Come here, can I pray for you? You know, I can tell you about all kinds of Walmart miracles. In fact, I ran into my neighbor one day and he said, "Oh, I know what you're doing. You're just looking for an opportunity, aren't you?" You know, and I want to encourage people, if you're prompted by the Holy Spirit to pray for somebody, do it. The thing that tries to stop us is fear. And I think it's Joyce Meyer who said that fear is false evidence appearing real. And I have had fear of walking up to a complete stranger and praying for them. You know, I remember one.
I think we all have.
Gotcha. Go pray for him. And I walked by him, kept walking. Walked by him again, kept walking. About the fourth time, the Lord said, "Would you just stop and pray for him?" "Yes, Lord." I walked over to him, and I said, "Hi." He goes, "You're going to pray for me, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah, I am." He already knew. Isn't that amazing? And the man got healed.
I love it.
Boy, what a great program this has been today. Ladies, I thank you for your input.
Yeah, God bless.
Awesome.
You too.
Well, Tracy, we're going to bring you back again too. And Renee, you make friends with me, and we'll get you scheduled out here also because, like I said before, we cannot fulfill our destiny in Christ by ourselves. We need other people to help. And I need your help to spread the word of God. You know, that's what this program is about. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And if I didn't say it, you say it again. It's Jesus. Because he gets all the honor and glory.
It has to
not
be.
One of us, nobody who walks on this earth has any healing power. Nobody.
No, they don't.
The Holy Spirit working through us has all the power we need and then some. Isn't this true?
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
God bless you guys. I'm going to get off of here. Bless you.
No, you're not. You've got 4 more minutes. You're going to hang in here or I'm going to come over. I will come to Louisiana and snatch your hair. No, I won't. I don't want to travel that far just to pull on your hair.
Oh, it's beautiful here. Beautiful.
In closing,
I'm
going to give both of you an opportunity to say a prayer from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tracy, you go first. And when she finishes, Renee, would you say one too?
Absolutely.
Quickly.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Father, we just come before you and we ask you to impart in us, Father, an urgency for the time and a compassion for those that are walking the lost, almost the walking dead, Father. Let our light shine brighter than it ever has, Father, that we might glorify you and you only, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I agree with that. I agree with that prayer. And Holy, you know, Father, we just give you thanks for the technology that we can spread the word,
Lord.
You know, where we're not just confined to our own little area. Lord, you've given us the resources and to be able to reach out and talk to people. Father, we ask that those that are just coming into their faith, we ask that the Holy Spirit brings them boldness, that they can go out without fear and talk about you and spread the good news of the gospel and do the Great Commission and find their anointing and their calling in this world.
Yes.
Give them their you know, guide them through the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit teach and lead them where their path needs to go. Lord, we just thank you and give you praise and glory in all things because we know what we do is not done through our flesh. We do it because you are leading us and you live inside of us.
Yes.
Father, if there's anybody out there that needs a healing, Lord, we ask you to bring that healing to them and answer their prayers.
Right.
That they are not sitting there and wondering when is this going to happen for me. Father, we just ask you right now, anybody that have pain or in their body, we ask you to root that out right now and we defy that pain.
Yes.
And we know by your stripes they are healed. We are healed.
Completely,
Father God, we just come to you right now and we just give you everything that's on our mind and we just hand it over in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to cover Miss Tracy and Mr. Ken and we just in their ministry and protect them and their families. That no retaliation comes to them. Not a hair on their head is harmed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
We pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Well, we've got less than 90 seconds. Once again, I want to thank you. Thank both of you ladies for everything you've done for the program today. It was a good show. Thank you. It will be it'll be available here real soon on Blog Talk Radio. I'll send links to you or you, Tracy, and Renee. Once you get a hold of me,
thank
I'll
you,
send
sir.
A link to you.
Yeah.
God bless you both.
You send me one.
Sure, I'll send
Edward,
you one. I got a couple other callers. I just kind of opened up the mic. Hi, callers. Thank you for joining us today. And we'll be having another show here real, real soon. God bless each and every one of you. We'll talk to you later. This has been the Healing Light Show with Tracy Weaver and your host today, Ken Burrow.
Praise God.
You have been listening to the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. To donate, go to the Healing Light Radio Show on Facebook, where you will find a link to donate. Thanks for listening. Be blessed and be a blessing.